Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Claire Slattery. New South Wales has recorded 239 new local cases of COVID-19, as 6 million people in Greater Sydney face another 4 weeks in lockdown until August 28th. It's the highest number the state has ever recorded in 24 hours. The source of infection of 126 cases is under investigation, and only 81 were in isolation for their entire infectious period. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says residents in 8 local government areas of Fairfield, Canterbury Bankstown, Liverpool, Cumberland, Blacktown, Parramatta, Campbelltown and Georges River must wear a mask at all times, no matter where they go, from midnight tomorrow. They will also not be allowed to travel more than 5 kilometres from home.
It doesn't matter what the reason is. Unless there are exceptional circumstances, you have to make sure you do not move within a 5 kilometre radius of your home. It doesn't matter whether it's for shopping. It doesn't matter whether it's for other exercising that you're allowed to leave the house from.
Genomic sequencing shows that a man who tested positive to COVID-19 while staying in a Brisbane hostel has the Alpha variant of the virus. Authorities say the man caught COVID from another traveller while they flew back from the Philippines. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says 1% of people can have an incubation period longer than 14 days, as has happened with that man. She says he travelled to Western Australia after completing 14 days of quarantine and returning 3 negative tests.
They turned him around, they put him into a hotel for 2 days till there was a suitable flight, and then he was placed on that flight and returned to Queensland. So I'm just getting the details of that flight he was on.
And people will have to keep wearing masks in southeast Queensland for another 7 days. Victoria has recorded 6 new local cases of COVID-19. All are linked to the current outbreaks and were in quarantine for all of their infectious periods. Investigations are still happening into the mystery of how a traffic controller at a COVID testing site became infected. And Victoria Police has released photos of 2 men and a woman they want to speak to who were shown holding flares at last weekend's protests against Melbourne's lockdown. England and Scotland will let fully vaccinated travellers from the United States and the European Union enter the country without the need to quarantine. The new rules will be in place from next Monday. Ministers in Northern Ireland will decide whether to do the same at Thursday's meeting of the power-sharing executive. Iran's parliament has passed legislation to toughen internet censorship. There's been a long period of talks between opponents and supporters in a country where information is already tightly controlled. The measure was approved by 121 members of parliament out of 209 who were there. The Islamic Republic's powerful constitutional vetting body, the Guardian Council, still has to give its final approval. The first person has used Western Australia's new voluntary assisted dying laws to end their life. Premier Mark McGowan says it's a historic moment for the state. The person has not been identified, and the family is asking for privacy. WA's new laws came into effect this month, with about 60 people expected to peacefully end their own lives within the next 12 months. New data shows that Australia will not meet its targets to reduce the rate of Indigenous adults in jail and close the life expectancy gap. The analysis from the Productivity Commission shows efforts are failing to close the life expectancy gap by 2031. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander boys and girls born between 2015 and 2017 are expected to live 8.6 and 7.8 fewer years than non-Indigenous children. I'm Claire Slattery. This is SBS News in Easy English.